The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting. Come on, man. The heck?
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Retha.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Here we are, and it looks like, Retha, with the amount of rain we've been getting lately, we may be, Northern California seems to be good on the drought. Southern California is pretty good. So now you could start inviting all those people down here to California to move in.
No. We've got way too many people. I was driving the other day. It took me forever to get across town. Really, there are way too many people, way too many cars. And now they're even releasing the statistics saying all of this mass transportation is not working. We're Californians. We love our cars.
I don't know what to do. Maybe underground or something? I don't know. But yet, you know, it's funny, Retha.
Underground? This is California. There are earthquakes. Why would I get in a tube underground? Really? Anyway, go on, Jim.
Yeah. No, Reese, but you know what's funny is when you actually travel, I went to do some spec buying out in Laughlin, Nevada one time, and they said, you got to get out here because, you know, there's not many properties left. So I shot out there, and I'm looking down and seeing nothing but endless miles of barren desert, and there's this little tiny dot, Laughlin, that they said you have to buy. They're running out of space. It's like, I don't understand it, you know?
Well, that's like running out of space on the moon. What can we say? But that brings us up to our hot topic.
Hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
My hot topic is flooding in California. You know, we were talking about the drought and how it's being relieved, but at the same time, there's been a lot of fires, a lot of burned areas in California, and they can't hold the soil up. So trees are falling, floods, flash floods. Even on the freeways, there's flooding. So my first word of advice is don't go through standing water. They're not kidding, guys. It takes 2 feet to float a car. Don't drive through. Stop, wait, turn around. None of it's worth losing your life or your car. So just don't go through it. And for those of us who think we don't live in a flood area, there were huge blackouts in Los Angeles because of the weather, the trees, whatever. Do you have your battery operated flashlights and candles ready? You don't want to be lighting candles, real candles, in a day and age where you just have to buy some batteries. And some of these candles, they look pretty. Some people were without electricity for 3 days here in L.A. What are you going to do? You got to light the house some kind of way. I had my candles. I had my batteries. Do you think I had put my batteries in my candles? Of course not. Luckily, I was only in the dark for about 5 minutes. But there were people for 3 days. So guess what I'm doing today? I'm putting batteries in candles. So make sure you put your batteries and your candles and your flashlights, get your extra food just in case, get your extra water just in case. Be prepared. That's my hot topic. And Jim, catch us up on the news.
Be prepared. You have to be prepared. You know, close the barn door before the horse leaves, right, Reese? Anyway.
Absolutely.
Bangladeshi's forced into the labor situation, the slavery labor in Scotland, and criminal investigations are going on due to the increase of this illegal transporting of humans for slave, you know, for the workforces over there. It's illegal trafficking. And Hong Kong also has an issue. Well, it's all over, but these are a couple that have been in the news. Trump invites Panama, Trinidad, and Tobago leaders to visit Washington. Baghdad, the Defense Secretary Jim Mattis made his first trip to Iraq as Pentagon chief on Monday to determine what is needed to accelerate the campaign against the Islamic State. And during my hot topic real quick, I was wondering, I wanted Eric to come in. I don't know if he's with us or not. Eric, you on the line?
Yeah. Hey, I'm just going to pop in real quick. I wanted to, put a little announcement out that Morris Hayes, Prince's, the legendary Prince's music director, is now, celebrity ambassador, member, and, part of the Easy Way family, which is kind of cool, right? And then we also have...
That's history.
We also brought in a Christian movie, which everybody needs to check out, Victory by Submission, starring Eric Roberts and Fred Williamson. And Aretha Gray missed the boat, but she'll get on the next movie. And, ericzuley.com. Check out my new website, guys, ericzuley.com. Everything is there now. Everything we do the easy way. And, Jim, Dad, back to you.
Hey, thank you, Eric, for that and the update. And it looks like it's time to roll into a commercial. Drum roll to commercial time. Right, Reese?
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
I wanted to do a quick shout-out to Reese and all our fans, Icon Builder Media, Corey Botis. Amazing work that he's doing on our site. You say one of these prodigy people. So thank you, Corey. Good job. And Reith, I'll tell you, so there's so much in the news. It would take hours to cover all the stuff that's going on all over the place. But we have a special guest today. And
yes, we do.
You have to meet her, Precious Jade Tao. She's a recording artist, a composer, a poet. And I had the opportunity to hear her play her guitar and sing, and she's amazing. So I want to bring her on because she's an inspiration to us boomers. Precious, you on with us?
Hi.
There she is. Hello, Precious. Let me introduce you to... Hi, Precious. Let me introduce you to Aretha Gray. Aretha, this is Precious J. Tao.
Good morning,
Sarita.
Precious Aretha, see?
I'll take it.
So anyway, Precious, thank you for coming on. I know you're a busy lady and doing all kinds of stuff. You are, like I said, you're kind of an inspiration because you are just a go-getter. And you have – now, where does this energy come from? Because when I met you, I noticed that you're just full of energy and full of – the other thing, Aretha, is if you're ever in the doldrums, meet with Precious Jade. She is Miss Positive. Where does that come from, Precious?
I think it comes from God.
Oh, there you go. See? And
absolutely.
So where are you going, Precious? You have so much stuff on your plate. What's your main destination here for you?
Well, I'm a singer, recording artist, a composer, and a poet. and my ministry is in music and healing also.
Wow. So are you a traveling lady?
Not so much, but I used to travel a lot, and I've been right around the planet twice when I was 21.
Wow, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So you now you have so many. You're a recording artist, a composer, and a poet. Which order would you put these in? And, you know, what got you in this line of work?
Well, I love singing. Because it's an expression, and I like to make people happy. And I like writing positive songs. I write patriotic songs, children's songs, mushy-mushy love songs, gospel music. I like writing poems, too. Yeah.
So are you performing somewhere, or do you have somewhere where we can get your music?
On YouTube, I have like 20-something things on there. There is one, if you type in pig wins, pig versus lion, I'm singing on this video that was made by, I think it's a Bible version for you or something like Bible experience for you. And it's about this little wild pig attacking this lion, and everybody thinks that the pig's going to lose because the lion's bigger, and he wins in the end. And there's 3.6 million views on that one video.
Wow.
And that's called, what's that called?
Pig wins, pig versus lion. And when you look at the views, it's like 3.6 million. That's the one with me singing in the background. It's a song I wrote called I'm Gonna Be a Winner. So he's attacking... You know, I would think, I'm going to be a winner, I'm going to stand up tall, going to fight this losing feelings, and he charges at the lion. In the end, the lion runs away, and he says, I can do all things.
Awesome.
Points to
okay.
Yeah.
And what's your YouTube channel?
Precious Jade Teo is my name, Precious Jade Teo. Teo.
And Rita, we were over in Dana Point at the little island out there off the harbor, and... Precious was playing, and wow, she can come up with some songs, and she altered some of the words in the Christmas songs and made them so cool. And it's like she kind of has the voice of a very young person, right, Precious? You sound like a little kid sometimes.
Well, I have two voices. One is like a little child's voice, and it's Baby Jade. And if you go to YouTube and you type in Baby Jade debut, she'll come on and play a little poem, and she's really cute. And Baby Jade just wants to inspire little children in a positive way by reading them poems or, you know, blogs that she talks, things that she talks about, with the children.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you remember our little spot over there, and the Influencers Unite is going to have their event. We're going to see you over there, right? On the 18th, March 18th, the
March.
Influencers of the influencers will be there, along with you.
Wow.
Right? Yeah?
I want to be there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
What time is it?
Well, 6 o'clock. I believe it's 6 o'clock till midnight. And isn't that a cool location? You look out one side, you see the boats. You look out the other side, there's the ocean.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's cool.
Me and Cynthia from Breakwater Events, we're planning at the moment two events over there, one in April called Famous Couples Night also a gospel lunch.
Yeah, that's right. And the famous couples, they'll be coming dressed as Marie Antoinette and Rita, who is Marie Antoinette with? I forgot.
I don't know, but she lost her head over him, whoever it was.
an event for people that want to dress up as their favorite famous couple. Like you can be Adam and Eve or Tarzan and Jane or Mickey Mouse, Popeye and Olive.
I don't know. Adam and Eve can
Alania,
be kind of risky there.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to go to the risque section there. Dressed up, I guess.
Well, Jay,
I like the one about
Precious J.D., do you have a short poem you can give us real quick?
A what?
A short poem you can give us real quick.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, I have one for the wounded warrior.
All right.
Can I recite that one?
Yeah.
Yes.
For the wounded warrior? Let me find it. Hang on my it's on my phone.
Okay. And while you're looking at that poem, you got it?
This is for all the wounded warriors that are tuning in. This is dedicated to you. And it says, our beloved wounded warriors, you are our hero. You are our star. Our beloved wounded warriors, because of who you are. Your integrity, your bravery, your dedication, resilience, and strength. To you, we give our gratitude, honor, praise, and thanks. Keep being our inspiration. Keep showing us how to be strong. America salutes you, our beloved wounded warriors. God bless you always for what you have done.
Wow.
Beautiful.
So cool.
Absolutely beautiful.
You are a talented lady.
Beautiful.
And you're singing.
Well,
your
thank you
I like
so
it.
Much. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you like it.
I look forward to seeing you next month at the event on March the 18th, Jim?
March 18th. Yeah, Eric's birthday. And, we're looking forward to that. And so did you give us your contact, how people can contact you again, Precious?
My email is preciousjademusic@gmail.com. You can write me. Love to hear from you. Or you can go to YouTube, Precious Jade Teo, or Facebook. And just want to, see who's out there listening and your feedback on what we're saying.
Sounds good. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming out with us. And we'll see you at the Influencers Unite on March 18th. Thank you, Precious.
Will do. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right.
God bless you.
So, Risa, a talented lady, huh?
Absolutely. And we're up to tech time.
It's tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, we've been talking about these gadgets that we got for Christmas and how wonderful they are and how to figure out how to use them, but I don't think we've talked about registering them. You know all that paperwork you get in the boxes that you really kind of push to the side, you really don't want to pay attention to? Even the instructions sometimes, but especially that registration form. We're so eager to get to that toy and figure out how it works or send that first email or tweet or whatever. We don't pay attention to the paperwork. You know what? If these wonderful things happen to break, or they're defective, there's sometimes sticklers about you having that warranty filled out. So while it's raining or you're snowed in, you're trying to figure out something to do, fill out all those warranty cards. They're not so much a stickler as when you send them in or when you go online and fill them out as they are that you've done it before you have a problem. You got to keep the receipt too. So make sure you put your receipts in a special place, or I get mine emailed to me so I can keep them in a folder and then put them on, of course, duplicate them so you've got them on a disk or a drive or something. So you have all your paperwork for your appliances or gadgets or whatever. And then make sure you fill out the warranty. So, like I said, now that you're snowed in, rained in, flooded in, take some time, pull out those receipts, pull out your gadgets, and just register them all. And that's my tech time for today. And Jim. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Yep, that's me. And I just want to, I look at all this tech stuff and on their sites and everything, and I'm just kind of amazed by Corey Bowden and this Alimio.com. You know, I'm really impressed by all this. Like I told you guys, I'm impressed by the television stuff still. So my hat's off to these talented people. You know, it's President's Day, right? Oh, well, it's not me saying this. It's the federal government. Today isn't actually President's Day. It's still Washington's birthday, according to the feds. The date started, well, this all started in 1796 when people celebrated Washington's birthday, and it just continued on. So anyway, let's get into some of the presidential stuff here just for fun. Okay, what number president is Donald Trump? Well, as the clock ticks, is President Trump 44 or 45? President of the United States. Well, actually,
45.
Well, wait, hold on a second now. 44 people served as president. This includes President Trump. Now, wait a minute. Or is it 45? Well, let me tell you why this is a little bit of a stickler. All right, they say 45 when you look it up. Well, Trump's serving as our 45th president. All right, it sounds complicated. Here's why. Some may say Trump is our 45th president, and that's what he's listed as, okay? But there's others that say, no, he's 44. Well, this is how it goes. This is because Grover Cleveland is counted as both the 22nd and 24th president. A little trivia for you to share with your friends. He was elected, then lost, then won again 4 years later. Cleveland is counted as both the 22nd and 24th president of there. So see, that's one of the things. Some argue that Cleveland should not be counted twice, even though Cleveland was elected into the office two separate times over a four-year period. He is counted as a separate president. What do you think? Once or twice? But anyway, yeah, Trump's listed as 45, and some people say, oh, bet you $10. No, he's... So anyway, who was the oldest? I'll give you a couple fun stats. In 1981, Ronald Reagan took the office at age 69. Okay, you remember that famous thing when he was talking to Walter Mondale on stage, and he said he will not let Mondale's youth and inexperience be an issue in their debate. Everybody got a kick out of that. He served two terms from 81 to 89. All right, here's a little bit more trivia, kind of fun stuff. Who are the wealthiest presidents? Okay, let's see who the wealthiest presidents are. All right, well, we got James Madison. Now, these figures, you got to remember that this was a long time ago. So, you know, it's kind of all relevant in a way. But James Madison, I was kind of surprised. He's worth $101 million. Andrew Jackson was worth $119 million. Now, today, that, I imagine it'd be worth quite a bit more. Theodore Roosevelt. Now, anybody remember Theodore Roosevelt? Okay, well, interesting trivia on him. He was the reason they named it the teddy bear, because he was hunting with his friends and he wouldn't shoot a little cub bear, so they called him Teddy. So there you go. So anyway, Theodore Roosevelt, $125 million. Thomas Jefferson, $212 million. Now, George, and believe it or not, George is worth quite a bit, $500 million, $525 million. And Bill Clinton, 80, and Donald Trump, $3.7 billion.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Havana watches. Some sharp-looking watches. Reef, what's your idea on that?
Yes.
Do you like the big watches on guys, those big guys, you know, with all the stuff on them, or just simple little watch? Of course, for women, it's a simple little watch, I guess. But for the men, do you like the
big watches? I haven't worn a watch in so long, and the big watches on men, I think, are just ostentatious. So, but the Havana watches are not too big. They're not too small. They're actually very nice watches.
Just right. Sounds like you're telling a story.
Absolutely.
We're moving
into Carmelita. And that brings us up to Carmelita. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Carmelita's here we go.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning to the world. And I have one of the best guests coming your way today. His name is Ron Brewington. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Carmelita. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You sound like a Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now?
I hear you loud
anyway,
and clear. Thank you.
Yeah, we're here bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And one of the first things that I'm going to ask you are two reasons that you feel are the best things that happened to you.
Well, I got to tell you, one of them was being born, and the lady who was my mother, Mosetta Smalls was her name. She unfortunately passed away 11 years ago. She was the best mother I ever had. Here's a lady who raised a set of twins. We're both African-American, in New York City, in Harlem. She didn't have much education, but she was able to raise us and treat us and give us the motivation that we needed to move on with our lives. And, of course, the next best thing that ever happened to me and my twin brother, we both joined the military. I went in the Navy for 22 years. My brother joined the Marine Corps, and then he went into the Army, and he saw the light of day, and he came into the Navy, spent about 30 years in there. But those are two best things that ever happened to me.
Well, obviously, your mom did a wonderful job, because I need to tell the listening audience something about you. And the more I learn about you, the more I am amazed. I want to let everybody know that you are have been inducted into the Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame out of Ohio, I believe, wasn't it?
Yes, Ohio.
And as long as I've known you, you've always been one of the cornerstones of the community, a community activist, philanthropist, always really doing things that make people happy. And we run into each other at HB's annual Thanksgiving turkey giveaway.
Yeah.
And there you are in the kitchen or serving the homeless or the veterans or whoever comes to visit. And that's just a sample of some of the things that you do. So I want to appreciate you on behalf of the community. And I would like to tell them a little bit more about you, too. Can you talk about your venture with Marvin Gaye? He's one of our favorites.
Oh, yes. I had the pleasure of I've never met Marvin Gaye personally. The only time I ever saw him, he was laying in a casket. But I've always enjoyed his music. Anytime it came from Motown, I loved the hell out of it. But with Marvin Gaye, I met his brother, I met his two sisters, I met his mother, never met his father, went to his funeral. I was able to start a campaign to get a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame for Marvin Gaye. It took us about a year to do that. Back in those days, they didn't mind taking petitions. They don't do that anymore, because when we finished what we did, they said no more petitions. But we were able to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for Marvin Gaye for that. I'm very happy for that.
Well, that was a huge undertaking, and now I understand you're working on getting a stamp in his memory.
Yes, I've been trying to do that for the last 7 or 8 years now. I'm trying to get him a stamp. I've kept in close tabs with the Postal Service Commission, and one of these days, hopefully, he'll get a stamp. I won't give up. I got a lot of celebrities who supported us on that. They wrote a petition and wrote letters to the stamp citizens board there to see what we can do to get him a stamp. As I'm told, the most popular stamp of all times was for Elvis Presley. So I teased him. I said, well, when we get Marvin Gaye a stamp, there'll be more people buying stamps. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And, you know, we do know quite a few people in common who have made their mark in the entertainment world. And it's amazing that you should mention Motown, because between the two of us, I think we just about got that covered. And you are also the head of the the president of the Motown Association. Is that correct?
I'm the national vice president, but I'm the local president, yes.
Okay.
The organization is called the Motown Alumni Association, and thank you for giving us a little mention. This is a group, an international group of people who are former employees of Motown, people like you and I who just love the sound of music that came out of Motown. And we do a number of different things. We're trying to upgrade what we're doing and reorganize the organization to include a national convention, cruise ships, things of that nature, anything to get Motown people together. As you know, Mr. Gordy's got a play that's traveling right now, the Motown the Musical. I had a chance to see it for the third time recently here in Los Angeles. And really it tells a great story about how one man was able to use $800 from his family and start an international record company and the many, many celebrities that came out of that process.
Yes, it is really, truly an amazing story. And my husband and I had the pleasure to enjoy it when it was here the first time at the Pantages, and now it's making another round and more people are enjoying it. And I just think it really tells a story that no one could ever have imagined. I mean, you
yes.
know, who could have thunk it, as they say? But it really, really is an amazing story. And I'm so glad that it's become such a huge hit. And recently, I've had the pleasure of inviting someone that was honored at the recent Southern California Motion Picture Council's event. She was representing Hal David. She happens to have been the daughter, Kennette Davis, who was out here to give her mother a send-off, Lady Tracy Konigsberg, who's a dear friend. They, you know, really have been so wonderful to my husband and I over the years and really adopted us as part of their family.
Yes.
But Kennette was out here, and I had the pleasure of initiating her being honored along with her mother, posthumously, and they received the President's Award. And it was really a pleasure to present that to her. And, Ron, I think it's overdue for you to come and be a guest and be honored at the Southern California Motion Picture Council. We've got more and more town people coming, as a matter of fact. Brenda Holloway was almost there, but, you know, when we first mentioned it, she was ready to get on board, but she's got a lot of engagements coming up, including preparing for her tour in Spain, so we have to reschedule her, but you're going to have to come and enjoy some of those events as well. We've got one coming up March the 17th, which happens to be St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
And that's part of my heritage, too. My paternal grandfather was Irish. And so I love to celebrate the green. March the 8th, that was my entry on this earth. So you know I'm going to be doing a lot of celebrating in March, and including an appearance with my new partner who plays guitar, Sharon Benson. And we'll be joined with David Bakar, formerly of the Platters during the 80s, and Kevin Sasaki, who has done a great deal of work with Dionne Warwick. So we've got a lot of good things in store, and I hope you'll come on board for some of that.
Certainly.
And I want to ask you if you have any projects coming up that our listening audience should know about.
Well, as you know, I host a cable television show called The Actor's Choice. And
mm-hmm.
you were one of the first guests that we had, by the way.
And I had a lot of fun, too.
Thank you. It's a weekly show that we do. We've been doing it since December of last year. Unfortunately, the studio where I'm working at, two things simultaneously happened. I had an accident where I tore my quad, and so I was in the hospital for a while, about a month or so, and getting back on my feet again. But then the studio shut down, so right now I'm in the process of getting a new studio and getting the show back on the air. I expect to be back on the air within the next 30 days. What we do at the show is we sit down with real actors and actresses and people in the theatrical world, and we talk about all the things you can imagine, because people find out that, first of all, these actors and actresses, they're people. They're just everyday people who just happen to do something a little bit differently. They want to be actors. They enjoy doing what they do. One of the problems that a lot of actors have is that a lot of times their families might not enjoy them getting into the business because they don't realize how hard it is to be very successful in that business. But they talk about that. They talk about their experiences, what's it like on the set, you know, and we definitely admire those actors who like to get on the stage because we recommend highly anyone you talk to that's been in this business recommends being on that stage is an experience that only happens when you're standing in front of an audience. There's no second take. You have to get it right the first time. We talk to a number of different actors, actresses of all backgrounds. We want to talk to people, let them know what it's like to be an actor, and I really enjoy producing, writing, and hosting the show, and we're going to get you back on the show again because you have so much to offer, and people need to hear what you have to say.
Well, my. I appreciate the invitation. And so as I was joking with you the other day, we were going to switch reels, like Brad Pie used to always say.
Yes.
You are being a guest on this show, Carmelita's Corner, and it looks like I'll be back again on your show. So that's great.
Indeed.
Well, thank you so much, Ron, for coming aboard. We have a lot to say in a short time, but I think we've packed in some of it, and we'll say something for the next time. I wanted to ask you if there's anything else that you think that our listening audience should hear.
Well, I mean, as far as shows and different things like that, the Academy Awards are coming on this coming Sunday. Should be very interesting for those who like what goes on in the entertainment industry. We just had a number of different shows behind us already, Grammys, NAACP Image Awards, and other shows like that. But the big one is coming on this Sunday, so that should be a great...
Okay, we'll stay tuned. And that's it for now, everybody. And thank you again, Ron Brewington.
Thank you, Carmelita. It's always an interesting and informative
Thank you,
show.
Carmelita.
And Jim, we have a new segment on the show, the celebrity couple. Introduce
them,
Jim.
We're moving along. We're going to bring in the Count and Countess, a lifetime of accomplishments, including being awarded the title, actually, Rita, Count and Countess. J.P., Jean-Pierre, and Angelica Kaufman-Joyce, acting, modeling, production assistant, real estate expert nationally and internationally. Amazing. This is what we need. This is talking about influential and being people that give us drive. JP and Angelique, are you on with us?
Yes.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
All right. Well, one of the problems with introducing you guys is your titles and accomplishments are so long that you wouldn't have any time left in the show, but so much
just the show itself
to you guys, I'll
Thank
tell
you.
So
Thank
anyway,
you.
This is Rita, and Rita and I are going to step aside and let you guys take the reins. And again, so much congratulations to you guys for everything you've accomplished in real estate and your acting, modeling, so on. But anyway, before I keep going on and on, I'm going to turn the show off to you guys, and we'll talk to you then.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, James. It was always nice to be on your show and, you know, be part of your Easy Way family. We wanted just to talk about our updated website, Celebrity Real Estate Power Couple, and Celebrity RPC Magazine. So we just want, if it's not our magazine about real estate and entertainment industry and news and our, you know, in news. So just if anybody wants to see upcoming events and see what we're up to and anything, so it's just always, you know, you can connect and just go www.celebrityrpc.com and you can see all updates and about magazine, our magazine, online magazine. So you can promote yourself there too, and we're advertising for free right now. First 10 subscribers for our website will get free Celebrity RPC custom design t-shirts. And the person who writes the best story about himself will be given the free ticket to premiere of our movie, Hybristophilia. They also wanted to talk about Hybristophilia. This is upcoming movie. Roman Simon is a director, producer. He's wonderful, and it was so great to work with the team of very famous actors, Quinton Aaron, Matthew Furlan, Jenna Jennings, and so other ones. I was playing the actress in the movie. My husband was PA and actor as well. So we're kind of excited. And anybody wants to buy tickets, it's right now on sale for $15 and it's at the door 25. And it's going to be in Beverly Hills premiere on March 30th. So it's just be excited.
Well,
what
that
you guys
sounds
do,
wonderful.
What you guys do is so amazing. I don't know. I think there has to be like two or three JP and Angelique's for everything, for all the things you guys are doing. But we want to talk more about your expertise in the market, what's going on, and your experiences with your acting and so on and so forth. But thank you guys, and we look forward to having you come on board.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah,
go on,
thank
guys.
You. Thank you.
All right,
JP and Angelique, Countess, Aretha, Countess, JP and Angelique. How about that, huh? Now,
I know. I want to be a
Aretha,
countess.
Now, were you went to Europe, weren't you, knighted at one time or another, or did you just?
No, that's Shelley, not
just,
me.
Okay. All right, but anyway. No, I'm just, you know, it's good to hear when, of course, they're not actually baby boomers, but it's good to hear the drive these people have. It keeps things going, you know, like, you know, why, you wonder why is it some people have this drive and others are kind of content, like me, watching the grass grow. Well, whatever. But anyway, and you know, if you don't reef, what happens?
You fall apart. You atrophy.
That's right. Yeah.
You get old. I don't want to get old. But you know what, Jim? I've had a realization that there's just a level of getting old that you just have to submit to. So I'm willing to grow old gracefully, I think.
Gracefully, yeah. You know, you do,
I think.
You do the best you can. And, you know, and the thing is, it's like we talked about. It's easy to, you know, get to a certain point to retire, and it's a little bit easier to sit around, pick up the remote and just kind of kick back with some snacks. And you got to start thinking, what's the outcome of that? And we want to keep busy. We want to keep moving. And Aretha and I talk
absolutely
about
that. Absolutely. Well, speaking about keeping moving, what all is coming up with the Easy Way? I know the event on March 18th is the big one, but aren't there a few leading up to that too?
Oh, there's I can't keep up with everything, but I don't know if we still have Eric on. He takes off.
Of course you do. No, I don't. When it comes to running my business, I'm always here. What's going on, everybody?
Risa was asking, Eric, the influences your night is March 18th, okay? What are a couple of things, you know, coming up maybe before that or whatever?
Well, let's talk about what influencers your night really is, okay? The West Coast Speakers Coalition, Voice America, which is one of the first linear live podcast networks, television networks. West Coast Speakers Coalition are the big stages, the big speakers, the founders of the West Coast. My brain's not working. Make a Wish Foundation. Oh, I've got to get sleep. Make a Wish Foundation, as well as like Tanya Brown Simpson. You know, like real high level people. I said Nicole. No, that's her sister. It's uniting amazing influences together to make a difference. And everybody's going to be all in one room for you guys to have a chance to network. Just go to ericzuli.com/influencersunite. Got 90 seconds left, you guys. All right, go ahead and end the show. Thanks.
That's going to be one cool get-together, Reef. Looking forward to seeing you down there. And I just wanted to say thank you, Corey Broden. I mean, Reith, I'm kind of impressed by these people who have these skills like this. That Elemeo, was it ELEMEO.com? His, you know, Reith, how is it that some people just seem to have this tech and other people don't seem to have it, like my hands up? You're kind of, you're
well,
halfway.
Because we keep up.
Thank
with
you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.